Our next speaker is Denise Bedford.
I think I have more slides here than we can go through in 10 minutes, but I will keep strictly to the timeline. And I just wanted to mention that, let's see, everybody still has their tomatoes, right? Because I think some of you may want to toss them my way before the end of this. Let me just also begin by apologizing that I'm going to give a half-baked presentation today because the idea that I was going to be part of this group just came up late Thursday afternoon, and I'm in the process of moving and teaching 4 classes, and then I have my day job at the bank. So I didn't have too much time to put into this. Okay. What I'd like to do today is to talk about an overall ontology assessment framework and methodology. Okay. Next slide, please. You can see how poorly prepared this is. I don't even have my name in the presentation. Which one of these is an ontology? Okay. And if you were to go through this list and tell me yes or no, my question would be why or why not? I want to know your evaluative criteria, okay? Because it's not good enough for somebody to say, my personal opinion is that doesn't get us into that doesn't take us to a professional stature, right? It's not a professional domain. Okay, so next slide, please. Okay, my recommendation is that we need to distinguish between an ontology and an application that uses an ontology. This is where we get into a lot of problems, okay? I think we need to suspend our heavy reliance on different domain terminologies that describe applications that use ontologies and adopt a neutral mental model. In other words, you call it a thesaurus, I call it a taxonomy. That's irrelevant. That's sidetracking us from the real work that we have to do related to ontologies, okay? So we need to minimize our references to dictionaries, synonym rings, taxonomies, etc., and we need to stop talking to other people about this. This is my personal opinion, okay? So rather, I think we need to start comparing these different applications and standards to a neutral framework, which will facilitate more intelligent conversations and will also help us to better communicate to others outside of our field. So I think the framework has to reflect a multidimensionality of ontologies, though. The single linear representation, as you've already heard from me today, I don't think works. And, in fact, it causes us some problems. So next slide, please. Okay. So let's see if we can agree on what I think the goals of the framework are. We need to have an explicit agreement on this, and I would hope that that would be one of the outcomes of this summit. So do we all agree that the goal is to develop a neutral, well-defined, quantifiable, multidimensional framework against which anything that anybody wants to call an ontology could be evaluated or assessed? Okay. I don't expect an answer now, maybe by tomorrow. Anybody who has anything that they're calling an ontology should be able to use the framework that we provide to judge whether it is or is not an ontology. In other words, is there a minimum threshold for what we call an ontology? Okay. Now, let's not talk about formal or informal yet. Let's just get a minimal threshold. Okay. Which essential components it's missing? This should be something that helps somebody to say, well, if I want to improve my ontology, this is what I need to provide. Okay. Where it ranks on a scale of essentially formal to informal, and why, have a quantifiable framework that allows them to understand, and what they can do to improve or enhance it. I think it could also help us, I think I've already said, basically minimum standards and thresholds for formal and informal. Next slide, please. Oops, this is a little bit too small for me to read. Okay, so if we agree on that goal, then let's start by defining the basic dimensions of an ontology. And I think we already have 6 dimensions that have been proposed in our framework. Okay. My challenge, though, is that we have to consider whether if we want to move to a formal assessment methodology, okay, and I'm a real practical person, I have to see how this is going to play out. How can I use it to assess the 20 or 25 different ontologies that I work with every day at the World Bank? Okay, so are these definitions theoretical, or can we translate them into a practical measure? Okay, let's see. I pre-tested the framework with people who also are responsible for doing ontologies at the World Bank, and they looked at them and said, I don't understand what that means. There's no way I could apply that or judge what I've got. Tell me, give me some examples, interpret this for me, give me a quantifiable, you know, scale on which I can judge, okay? So I think we need to come up with that. And I'm sorry, my age and my failing eyes. Okay, next slide, please. Okay. So I would suggest that there are two things that we need to do with a framework, okay? And these may seem contradictory, but I think we need to, one, simplify it, meaning bring it up a level. And I would suggest that some basic components of an ontology would be whether we call them entities, representational units, or concepts, I really don't care, but what it is that we're trying to represent, okay? And again, there should be a spectrum of things that can be represented. It's not this or this. We're not excluding anybody, but our job would be to come up with that spectrum, right? I think we need to talk about relationships, okay? I think we need to talk about the context in which the ontology is used, could be used, you know, where it came from, et cetera. And I think the other thing that's been talked about but hasn't been distinguished is governance. How much control and management can you assume, you know, from this particular ontology? Okay. So next slide, please. I'm going to probably jump ahead a little bit. So these are the four I suggest. Now, within each of these, as Paula was just suggesting, there are facets, okay? There are many measures that make up, whether you call it entities or concepts, relationships, context, and governance, and we need to figure out what those different facets are. My suggestion is that we can come up with an index for each of these different dimensions, which takes all of the very rich description that's in the six dimensions now in the framework and actually try to quantify them. Okay. Next slide, please. In fact, I may jump ahead. Okay, let's jump ahead a few till we get to factor analysis. What I'm suggesting also, and I'm not sure if this is going to work, as I said, this is a half-baked idea, okay? At the World Bank, we use something called factor analysis to characterize knowledge economies. And we look at the different dimensions that make up a knowledge economy. In this case, we might have ICT access, literacy, innovation, et cetera. Each of those is a very complex variable. Okay, one variable to represent the dimension, but the variable is derived from a number of very rich facets. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, so we would let's jump ahead. I'm sorry, this is very disorganized. Okay, so essentially our job would be define the essential dimensions of the ontology, and we have to make sure that they are what I would call orthogonal. So we need to get some people from the statistics world in here because this is going to be really important. Yes. 1 minute. Okay. I'm going to finish here. We need to define those factors which characterize each dimension that we define for the ontology. We need to quantify the factors, analyze the factors for any given application, and I know there have been some questions about what do I mean by factor analysis, what type of factor analysis. I'm thinking as simple as possible, because not only do we want to be able to run the analysis at the whole ontology view, but at each dimension. So if we were to say relationships is one dimension, then we want to have a factor index that we can represent as a factor analysis view, just of relationships. And remember, the point of this is not to say, from my opinion, the point is not to say, I'm sorry, you're not an ontology, but mine is. It's to say, here's what kind of an ontology mine is, and here's what kind I think yours is. If I could ask you quickly to go to these slides. Okay, so this is what it might look like generically. Could we go to the next slide, please? No, sorry, too many slides. Next one. Okay, so this is what a folksonomy might look like represented in this ontology framework, okay? Relationships, well, there are some, but they're pretty rudimentary, right? concepts or entities, well, there's a particular type, but they're fairly simple as well. Context is fairly specific and unique. Okay? If you try to take a folksonomy out of one context, it probably won't translate to another. And in terms of governance, we want that to be really low. It doesn't say it's not an ontology. It's just this kind of an ontology. Next slide, please. If we look at a medical disease classification scheme, that's an ontology too. But it has fairly rigorous relationships, a specific kind of concepts or entities. Its context is very well defined and very well known, and it's probably transferable and universal. Okay? And its governance is very, very rigorous. Okay? So I'm going to probably stop there. I've got a couple of other slides that just give you a flavor of what factors, and I went through Leo's framework to try to extract out factors to put in these four dimensions. I'm not suggesting that these four dimensions are right. I'm just using them to illustrate how I think we could get to a methodology that would include everybody, inform everybody, and be sort of productive. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Denise.